Hey y'all, long time no see, but welcome back to my podcast. My name is Kava, y'all already know who it is, and I just want to say, while I was away, here's a little life update. Not that any of y'all give a fuck, but here I am. While I was away, I've been focusing on my musical and theater education. And guess who got into their school's music program and is now a vocal major? You can clap. That's what I'm doing for myself. I know, a little desperate. But that's not what I'm here to talk about today. I'm here to talk about the movie that took everyone by storm. Well, a couple movies, I think. I'm not sure which one I'll get to first.
Today we're talking about High School Musical, the musical, the series, season 4, the fourth and final season. First of all, I have to say, even though I'll always say justice for EJ, I actually really warmed up to Rena this season. Probably because I just wanted my girl Gina to be happy, even if it is with Ricky. Now, Ricky, I still think EJ should have punched you in the face. But I do believe that this is a good relationship for you, friend. Gina? Yes. Period. However, I did not... One thing about Ricky in relationships is he always has to, like, make that one person his entire, like, personality trait. And for this instance, he kind of, like, felt like he was using Gina as a crutch. Whereas Gina was trying to balance things with Ricky. The whole shit with Mac. I really thought that that Ricky was going to get a taste of his own medicine with Mac taking Gina away from him because of the whole EJ Ricky thing. But what happened was better. This is like better overall. My main issue with the show for now is that I really would have loved to see more of the High School Musical alumni in this season. Because they marketed it so heavily that they would be in this season. And there was a lot less of them than advertised. And I hate false advertising. Now, let's talk about the musical. The musical. Miss Jen having them do High School Musical 3 was great. But fuck the movie, honestly. Because that principal, I don't know where they go to school. That principal would have had to approve the musical. And knowing that the movie was going to be shooting at the same time, you're wrong for that. Because Miss Jen had no kids. And then canceling the musical in favor of the movie, I get it. Like, that's a good money move, good publicity for the school. And not only that, banning the drama club as if they did something wrong to you, that to me gave Super Sue Sylvester vibes. It gave Sue Sylvester vibes. At least
knew Sylvester knew Mr. Schuster was doing something wrong. Miss Jen was just trying to sit here and think of ways to put her show on. Without hurting anyone, without hurting the kids, without getting their hopes up, without interfering with the movie. So much so, and she was so hyped for the movie too, that she gave the director Gina. And we'll talk. Gina, the best talent they have there, other than Ashlyn and Courtney. That's a huge, huge sacrifice. To make when you're casting a show, knowing you've already cast her. It's just, that was big of her. That was big of Miss Jen. And then, for Gina to get this amazing opportunity, even though she really wasn't expecting it, I love that for her. I love that Gina is getting a chance to be a star, a literal star. Because she was kind of like, I know she was the lead in the documentary with Courtney. She was, as for the high school productions, she was always kind of on a back burner. She was always the understudy. She was always really the random black girl dancing or singing the soul, which I relate to. And it's about time Miss Jen saw exactly how much she could contribute other than dancing. As for Ricky, obviously he got Troy. That was no question. Ricky is talented, but he also is the embodiment of the white tenor who comes in late and does the bare minimum and gets the part. I hate to say it, I really do, but that's what it is. That's what it is. Shout out to my girl, Courtney. Though, since we're talking about every character individually, Courtney having an HBCU arc, fantastic. That was for the black girls. Fan-fucking-tastic. Great. Great. Courtney really stood out to me this season because she's been proving for the past couple seasons that black girls can play any role that they put their mind to. And that they should not always be typecast. And that's great for her. Matter of fact, to me, she was the real MVP this season. Her playing Sharpay, really, really great. At first, I thought they were going to make her the backup to this new character, Danny, and have her waiting on her hand and foot, because they kind of did have her doing that. But as soon as she got cast in the musical, we got to see a lot more of her home life, and I really appreciated that. And we got to see a lot of her anxieties, which personally I struggle with, and I could really relate to that. As a black girl, they showed her mental health. They showed her picking college. They showed her touring an HBCU, even though my girl was set on getting into the Ivies. And spoiler alert, in the end, with the help of Monique Coleman. By the way, that scene was for the black girls. That scene where Monique Coleman told her that Ashley Tisdale will be proud of her performance as Sharpay was for the black girls. There are several scenes for the black girls this season. Like, Courtney just proved that the black best friend can be more than that, and it can grow, and they can grow into this great character. She had an arc that I wish they would have given to Mercedes from Glee a little bit. I firmly believe that Courtney, in a lot of ways, is Mercedes done right. Is Mercedes done right? Courtney and Gina had arcs for black girls that I think Ryan Murphy really could take notes from. Instead of having them be the park and bark random black girl, they had arcs. Matter of fact, Gina, main love interest. Love that for her. This, by the way, this will mostly be praising. This is a look at the musical, but I just have to talk about how much I love High School Musical, the musical, the series' representation of black girls and how they get to step into the spotlight. Because I think it's important for us to see ourselves on screen. Great. It's great. They have great representation. Speaking of representation, Ashlyn and Maddox. Yes. I love that for them. The bisexual representation on this show is great. Well, it was kind of left field at first, but I get it. I get it. I get it. I really expected them to just make Ashlyn a lesbian or like just gay. But one scene that stuck out to me from rewatching was the scene where Ashlyn and Big Red came out to each other. It was so heartfelt. Villainized nobody for the relationship ending. And really was just full of love and acceptance. Normally when partners come out to each other, and like a boy-girl couple, one of them gets villainized for like, what are you telling me? No, I felt like they really listened to each other. And the fact and that they were able to resolve it in a mature and cool way was supporting each other. Although, mind you, we got to talk about the elephant in the room. Big Red and Seb got the musical canceled. Big Red and Seb got the musical canceled. Fuck them. They got the musical canceled, and they were wrong for that. Because there was absolutely no reason why Big Red had to go in day of the most important rehearsal, right then and there, and tell Carlos that he is the nigga that Seb cheated on him with. If it weren't for that, granted the musical still would have been canceled, but there would have been more people there than just Emmy. So they inadvertently caused the musical to be canceled. I don't know. That was one of my big gripes of the season. The way the musical got canceled, almost got canceled by the principal. And like the drama club was, and like Miss Jen was villainized by the principal in favor of the movie. Really, really grinds my gears. Speaking of the movie, Caitlin Riley is hilarious. Caitlin Riley plays Quinn, the director, and she's so funny. And also, shout out to Maddox. Them getting Maddox, her having Maddox as her PA, top tier. I personally think that Maddox is at her best when she is barking orders at the cast. I love those little moments where she is on her stage manager shit. Great. I love that for her. In terms of the movie, I really wish we saw a lot more of the film. And I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay. Let's talk about the movie. Which, the way they advertised the season, the setup for the movie was kind of disappointing. I do love that it gave us Mac, but the only Corbin Blue was barely there. Was barely flocking there. Monique, Coach Bolton, and Miss Darbus were the only ones who actually were kind of really there after the first scene of the entire show, after the song from the movie. Which, great song, by the way. This is our high school reunion show. Speaking of musicals, of High School Musical, I needed more. I needed more from them. I'm sure they were busy, 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 busy. But I needed more from them. And I needed more. Speaking of Troy and Gabriella, speaking of the High School Musical 4, couples therapy, I could have told you that. Because I really do think that they're toxic, that they are toxic. Not in an abusive way, but they are toxic for each other. They are very toxic. They are very toxic. They suck each other's souls. Which is why Ricky making it his whole personality trait that him and Gina are going to be in the movie and be trying Gabriella made me side-eye him. Speaking of the movie and Gina, Mac, I really thought he was going to pull a Ricky. He was going to pull a Ricky and EJ and take Gina. But no. The fake dating trope is so overdone that I'm glad that Mac did it. That Mac suggested it, and it was over the next episode. Mac and Ricky's dynamic is so funny. I love seeing Ricky get jealous because it's such a different type of, like, way. It's not the EJ way. It's goofy. EJ was so serious about it. I know Ricky's not EJ, but the Ricky and EJ way is so, so, so. The Ricky and EJ comparisons are so easy to me because I was an EJ stan first. I was never really a big fan of Ricky. He just gave me the ick. But I love how Mac and Gina tried to do the co-stars fake dating trope, and then it got nipped in the bud in the Halloween episode. The Halloween episode. I'm gonna rank the episodes later. I have a ranking in my mind, but the Halloween episode is the best holiday episode of the entire series. Dare I say. I'm just glad they nipped the fake dating trope. Jealous Ricky at that Halloween party was hilarious. Top 10 moments of this season. When Gina asked her to get more drinks for the group, because her, Mac, and Ricky were talking, and Ricky spit in Mac's drink. Mac takes a sip and goes, "Zingy." The scream that I scrumped when he took a sip of that drink, that Ricky, knowing me knowing that Ricky had spit in it. Iconic. He's just like me. He's petty. We're both petty like that. But that's that. Mac is great. Mac is genuinely, I thought he was hilarious. Normally, I don't like the whole star doesn't know shit about the real world thing. I hate that as much as I hate the fake dating trope. But he was hilarious. That actor is so funny. And no hate to Kylie Cantrell, who plays Danny, but she was not giving Sharpay. She was giving cringe. She made me cringe. When she came into the party, I'm going to talk about the Halloween episode a lot because it really has to do with the movie. It has to do with the movie a lot. The switching Gina and Danny behind Gina's back, even though Danny got fired from the movie and Gina replaced her, at least Danny got told about it. Miss Jen and Ricky kind of colluded and didn't tell Gina. Everybody knew but Gina and the rest. Like, Danny knew, Ricky knew, Miss Jen knew. And Miss Jen had Ricky tell Gina? Shady. 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 But the drama that came from it, when during that party, when Ashlyn was annoying as was doing those tarot cards, and Mac goes, check your phones, everyone. And Danny goes, yes, everyone, it is true. This is why I'm dressed up as Gabriella. It may, the tarot cards may be talking about me. And everybody's look to Gina and Ricky being confused, and they finally held hands in front of everyone because they've been having a secret relationship, and they revealed themselves. Great. That was the only good thing to come of it. The drama was unnecessary. The drama with Mac was not unnecessary because obviously Ricky was jealous, but not telling Miss Jen specifically, not being the one to pull Gina aside and speak with her, and instead having one of her castmates do it, regardless of that, if that's her boyfriend or not. Wrong. You are the director. Be professional. That's not my business. It's my opinion. One last thing about the movie. I would really love to watch that movie, by the way. I would love it to see a trailer for the movie. Like, even if Disney just released it as a featurette, I would love that as a bonus feature. Great. Just like they did with the documentary for season 3. Gina's mom. In terms of the movie and Ricky in the musical, just grinds my gears. Because as soon as Gina gets to Hollywood, she shows up. Every single show, speaking of Ricky and Gina, ate her up by pointing out that she never went to any of Gina's opening nights or any of the shows, even though there was a ticket for her waiting. and Gina was backstage waiting. Soon as she gets in the movie, she tries to convince Gina to dump Ricky, despite telling her earlier in the season that she shouldn't be dating any boys and that junior year is big. Hypocrite. I just don't like her. I don't like Gina's mother. Gina's mother just very much deadbeat. Very much deadbeat. She gave the two most, characters I hate the most. Ricky's mom, Ricky's mother, and Gina's mom. The worst parents on the show. The worst characters. The way they treat their kids. Like, be a present adult in your child's life. The movie? That being said, I do kind of get where she was coming from. Because I would want my kid to have an opportunity like that too. And I would want my kid to be with someone more focused. But the way she went about it with these little snide comments and trying to being rude towards Ricky. Even though I don't really like Ricky personally, that's not the way to go about things. Being rude to the significant other or her friend, knowing she was friends with Ricky, is not the way to go about things. Because Ricky didn't really do anything wrong other than sneak in her bedroom window, which I like that at the end of the season, he got called out for it. Because what the fuck? Know your place. In her mother's house, be respectful, please. Coming up next, we are going to talk about the musical in the High School Musical. High School Musical 3. Let's do this. Let's rank the songs. Now we're ranking. I know I said we'd talk about the musical, but I totally forgot that we have to talk about the best episodes. Well, one of the best episodes. When Ricky and Courtney visited college. Because it was the return of my boy, EJ. We already talked about Courtney's whole adventure with the HBCU. Love that for her. But Ricky, I know I give him shit for making being Troy's old personality trait, but he really was embodying Troy this season. And him and Gina were truly trying Gabriella. Shout out to EJ for being the bigger person. Miss Jen was real for making that phone call and asking EJ for help. Because Lord knows, Ricky would never have asked for help from anyone. Because he doesn't think he deserves it, as he discussed. EJ really gave really wise words of wisdom to him with a little tough love. The song they sang, I think it's called, let me look it up on Spotify. Let me Spotify it. The song, I think it's called Speak Out, was one of the only times where I did not mind Ricky
sitting down and playing the guitar at the audience. It was actually really, really good. One of the only times where I thought, okay, they're not just having Joshua Bassett sit down in a room and sing some random song that he wrote to promote him. Which was nice. And to everyone that said Matt Cornette couldn't sing, you have been proved wrong. Because he can. He carried that song. He carried his portion of that song. At proving that the show really did do him and EJ dirty. And honestly, EJ really embodied the college experience, because being broke and having a reality check from high school, that is exactly how it goes. Being a small fish in a big pond, I think is the phrase. The fish out of water type feeling was perfectly expressed in that episode. And I personally believe that Ricky needed that. Ricky needed that. And EJ needed that step, because he really was the big man on campus in high school. And he kind of stepped. He had to step down. He had to step down. Great. In this episode, I think it's called Admissions, We get them hanging out. We got them learning about high school. But we also got EJ confronting Ricky, which was great. Although he didn't hit him, there was no fighting, which is kind of like, oh, boo-boo, tomato. I really wanted to see a fight. But I'm glad that he finally looked at him and goes, seriously? You stole my girlfriend, and here you are, and I let you complain about, I let you sit here and talk about your tea, but you gotta deal with your shit. You have to deal with it. You're whining to me, but I don't see you doing anything about it. Which, really, he was real. He validated his feelings. He literally says, I validate everything you're saying, but you need to man up and deal with it. You need to deal with it and grow up. Because if you don't deal with it, nobody's going to deal with it for you. It's about time someone said that to Ricky, because he's been a flight risk, as they say. Unreliable. Mr. Mazzara was right to call him unreliable. I think he said it in like season one. Unreliable. Because that man is a flight risk. You could blink and Ricky would be off doing God knows what. Not a single phone call. Not a single phone call. No text, no nothing. No location turned off. And I'm glad EJ was the one to say it. And especially because especially because he gave up his relationship with Gina. He kind of fumbled the bat with Gina. And he didn't want Ricky to do it. I approve. Very nice. This has us going into an episode that really irritated me, where they did all the flashbacks. Because the episode, I think, where EJ visited, where they visit college, admissions is also the episode where the show gets canceled. But it also leads into this, like, really, really weird retcon flashback episode where, basically, Seb dated stage manager Natalie Bagley. Mr. Mazzara was in a boy band, which is why, and he got kicked out of it because he hates musicals. Courtney and Ashlyn convinced each other to audition for the show and be in costume. And, like, there was a whole lot of cussing in that episode. I think they bleeped it, but they had Ricky go, he's gonna play the goddamn song. And I gasped. Which, that episode was kind of like, okay, it's giving Breakfast Club, okay, very season finale. But the only good, we're talking about this episode because Gina gets an opportunity to do a movie in New Zealand, and which is great for her. She gets a phone call right after Coach Bolton and Miss Darbus announce that they're going to be funding the musical out of their own pockets, which is great. And then the episode ends, and then we get to the finale, which is the musical. Thank you. I will be talking about that in the very next segment. There's nothing I love more than a musical episode. So the fact that we got two, the penultimate and the finale episode, were both musical episodes. Basically, act one and act two of the High School Musical, of a stage adaptation of High School Musical 3. Great. So in this episode, but anyway, they're waiting for Gina to have a press conference after the musical's over. Like, the director Quinn is waiting for the musical to be over because that was the condition Gina got to do her musical with her team. And, first, Now or Never, great. Now or Never was kind of forgettable, like, as an adaptation. But, this is where I say casting was perfect. Now or Never, casting in this production, perfection. Because when Ricky and Gina did the try. Right now I can hardly breathe. Oh, you can do it. Just know that I believe. I knew that they were going all in. Speaking of all in, I Want It All. Courtney and Carlos' I Want It All was great. The mixing needed a lot of work, but it was great. A Night to Remember was great. I love the costuming. I do wish they did the original choreo for A Night to Remember. They changed it for some reason, which is okay, but I really would have preferred the original choreo. But after that, at intermission, Gina went to the press conference for the movie, and Gina's mother was being so out of pocket, where she, there, because Gina and Ricky made a plan to meet up at intermission and, like, tell each other some news. Like, I think Ricky was gonna tell her that he loved her, and then Gina had to tell him the news about New Zealand. But Gina's mom totally ruined it and told Ricky that she had to go to a fitting for a press conference about her going to New Zealand. So he didn't get to hear it from Gina, and he didn't get to tell her that he loved her at intermission, which she was wrong for that. because he needed to hear it from Gina. But he... And something else that I thought was cool. Gina told EJ. Gina also at intermission told EJ. Who was in the audience at the musical. And fucking Maddox. Mr. Mazzara was playing Coach Bolton. And because... And Maddox, like, got these, like... Someone fucking, like, gave Maddox letters. Like, Maddox's ex gave her, like, these balloons to tell her that she really should ask out Ashlyn. And, girl, the soundboard broke, so Mr. Mazzara had to step in and do it manually. So, who better to do, to be Coach Bolton than the recent graduate EJ, which, very, very glee of him. I post about this on TikTok and someone said very glee of him, which, yes, it is very glee of him. They start Act 2 and Gina comes back. Ricky tells Gina that he knows already. Blah, 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 EJ. And they go, that was easy. Ricky, like, they each do their little, like, thing for the camera. She goes, that was easy. Gina goes, that was really easy, a little too easy. And then Ricky goes, let's do this Act 2 because it may be our last. And then, this is what I mean where they had audacity this season. Ricky turns to the camera and goes, by the way, who the fuck are you guys? But it's bleeped. But you could very clearly tell that that's what he said. I was thinking, I know he's not talking to me. So then they start Act 2 with Boys Are Back, which we got robbed. Because I listened to the soundtrack of this season, and the Boys Are Back, Adrian Lyles and Joshua Bassett did so good in the Boys Are Back, but we got robbed of seeing it on stage. And that irritates me because I think that's one of the best songs from High School Musical 3 of the whole franchise, one of the best duets. So then Gina goes on and she does a killer version of Sophia Wiley, does this great version of Walk Away, which is amazing. She does this great thing, this great cover of Walk Away. And during that, Ricky looks at Mac and goes, take care of my girl in New Zealand. Looks like you have it all. You have a show. You're multi-talented. And you really do get Juliet in the end, because the new movie they were cast in is a Romeo and Juliet, I think, musical. And so they go on. Ricky goes on, and Joshua Bassett does Scream, which I think his adaptation, it was much better than his Bet on It, because what the fuck? His Bet on It was the dubstep was not it. Joshua Bassett can sing, but the Bet on It dubstep was a miss. So he goes on, does this very, very heartfelt version of Scream where he's looking at Gina the entire time. And then Miss Jen comes on as Miss Darbus, and they do the whole scene where Miss Darbus goes, she applied for college for Troy, because, and it really did come full circle, because Miss Jen applied to college for Ricky, this, that, and the third. And Sophia, and then, so I keep calling them brothers, whatever. And then at the emotional climax, they do Right Here, Right Now. Like, the reprise. The sad reprise where they're leaving each other, which I cried because I love this show and I really did come around to Rena. I really did come become Team Reno this season. Sorry for the hate. Then they come out and they do the High School Musical finale song, and they each get to take their little individual bow, but it doesn't stop there. After, Gina goes to a press conference, and everyone's after, all ready to go to their cast party, all ready to go to dinner like theater kids do. And Gina's not there, and Gina comes in this beautiful dress, and this is where Sophia Wiley really proves that she's the best actress on the show. She does this very heartfelt monologue where she gives her all. She addresses each and every character, and Gina just cries. It was great. And she tells Ricky that she loves him, and they all cry. And she says that she really didn't feel seen until she was with Ricky at East High with Miss Jen. And she thanks everybody individually, including EJ. And it's just chef's kiss. And then she has to go to the press conference. And then she has to be on a flight to New Zealand that night, so she can't make the cast dinner to Denny's or wherever the fuck. And EJ looks to Ricky and goes, "Hell no." But while all this is happening, Mac pulls out of the movie. And so EJ asks if he still has a guitar in his car that he gave him in his car. Ricky was running down the hallway. Mac is resigning from the film. They make it look like as if Gina's about to speak. They do. They make it look like Gina's about to speak. Ricky bursts in and goes, as Gina's talking about Quinn, the rest of the cast pulls in. It looks like the press conference is over, and Ricky bursts in and goes, typical Troy Ricky fashion, "Am I too late?" And he plays a song for her called "Love You Forever." And they kiss in front of the press. And then it flashes back to 5 minutes later. Gina goes, "I'm only signing this movie because Quinn told me to be bold. And she was bold enough to let me stay here at East High while we filmed the movie here in Salt Lake." So that was what Ricky missed. That she was going to be able to stay with him and watch him graduate and do one last musical with him. So they kiss, etc., etc. And it's such a great ending. And then they do... But there's a limo waiting. Going to New Zealand, right? So Miss Jen and Mr. Mazzara get into the limo, and because Mr. Mazzara was in a boy band that went to New Zealand without him, he goes to New Zealand with Miss Jen, I believe. But they don't take the limo. They just take the tickets. And the cast piles into the limo and goes to Denny's. And which to me is a perfect ending for this great little show. And the season. I love it. To quote Carlos, absolutely no notes. And now, from my unhinged ranking of the High School Musical, the musical of the series, seasons. Number one, season one. Second place, season 4. Third place, season 3.
And unfortunately, last place, season 2, because I was not really a fan of Beauty and the Beast. But, out of all the musicals that they did, High School Musical 3 is my favorite, because High School Musical 3 is my favorite Disney musical, so I'm kind of a sucker from childhood. I have very nice nostalgia from it. So, if you want more from this podcast, follow me on TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram at Apocalypstics with 3 Z's. That's at APOCALIPSTICKZZZ. I'm Kaveh, and thank you for listening to this podcast.